From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Representatives of dozens of countries meeting Sunday in Paris reaffirmed only a two-state solution can resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The final communique of the one-day meeting also warned against any unilateral steps by either side that could undermine negotiations.
Voilà notre message. Il intervient au moment
Host French President François Hollande warned the incoming Donald Trump administration of abandoning the 20-year-old Oslo agreement. He said the two-state solution appears to be under threat. PLO Executive Committee member Hanan Ashrawi said the conference only called for a return to negotiations.
The issue is not negotiations per se. The issue is what is the basis of the negotiations and what is the behavior of Israel as an occupying party.
American University Professor Emeritus Russell Stone said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sees a new day coming with the incoming Trump administration.
He's expecting that there will be a new American foreign policy and that it will be much more favorable to his government's interests. It's not likely that the rest of the world will change in any way.
Meanwhile, President Barack Obama, in a broadcast interview Sunday, said the growth of Israeli settlements has gotten so substantial it threatens the possibility of an effective, continuous Palestinian state. Congolese officials say hundreds of armed rebels from the disbanded M23 group have crossed from Uganda into the Democratic Republic of Congo. They were defeated by UN and Congolese forces in 2013 and withdrew to Uganda and Rwanda. M23 had agreed to a plan to disarm, demobilize and reintegrate its soldiers to civilian life. The rebel leader, Sultani Makenga, is said to be among the dozens who have returned. This is VOA News. In Kyrgyzstan, a Turkish Airlines cargo jet crashed near the Manas airport Monday, killing at least 20 people, mostly residents of a village struck by the Boeing 747 as it tried to land in dense fog. The flight was en route from Hong Kong to Istanbul. President-elect Trump, in interviews with the Times of London and the German newspaper Bild, said he'll propose offering Russia an end to sanctions over its annexation of Crimea in return for a nuclear arms reduction deal. Vice President-elect Mike Pence said Sunday it's part of Mr. Trump's effort to reach out to world powers.
What you're hearing in his reflections, whether it be with Russia, whether it be with China, whether it be with other countries in the world, is that we're going to re-engage. We're going to put America first. We're going to put America's interests first. But we're going to re-engage in a way that advances America's interest in the world and advances peace.
Mr. Trump also said Britain's exit from the European Union in last June's referendum will turn out to be a great thing. He predicted other countries will follow Britain out of the EU and that he'll strike a new trade deal with the United Kingdom. Bahrain Sunday executed three Shia Muslim men found guilty of killing three policemen in a 2014 bombing attack. The executions drew fire from the country's Shia majority against the Sunni-led government, with sometimes violent protests that the executions were politically motivated. They also drew criticism from Iran and the European Union. The Turkish parliament Sunday approved the first reading of a measure granting sweeping new powers to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Mr. Erdogan's ruling Justice and Development Party gathered the required three-fifths majority to approve the 18-article reform package, setting the stage for a second and final reading in Parliament before it's taken to a popular referendum. Iraqi special forces are reportedly clearing the campus of Mosul University of Islamic State defenders as they press their nearly three-month offensive to retake the Iraqi city. Counterterrorism service troops drove jihadists from the university complex Saturday. Clearing operations Sunday were slowed by booby traps. At this week's annual World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, the charity group Oxfam said eight men own as much wealth as the poorest half of the world's population. It is said the combined wealth of $3.6 billion is the equivalent of six Americans, one Spaniard, and one Mexican. Another deadly prison riot in Brazil, where at least 27 inmates were killed in violence that broke out Saturday. The latest violence erupted in the north overcrowded Alcaçuz prison in the country's northwest. Similar gang violence has left dozens of other inmates dead this month. The last king of Rwanda, King Kigali, buried Sunday in his native land after decades of exile in the U.S.
That's the latest world news from VOA.